Well, Bob Carr is at risk of becoming a laughingstock. Media reviews of his soon-to-be-released memoirs are headline stories in every newspaper. The memoirs, or diva diaries, as one paper describes them, reveal what another labels as the most towering and eccentric ego in Australian politics. Mr. Carr shamelessly details petty personal concerns, demands, and prissy ego trips, which no doubt drove those around him mad. Whinging about having to fly business class as foreign minister, he wrote, "Pathetic that the public service rules reduce me to that. An upgrade from middle power foreign minister. Business class, no edible food, no airline pyjamas. I lie in my tailored suit, eating plastic. No ceramic. Food. Passengers lying like cribs, packed in business class. A design that owes a lot to the transatlantic slave trade." Commenting on a meeting where he sat alongside Barack Obama and Vladimir Putin, he wrote, "I cannot feel humble. Interested. Curious, of course. Just not humble." Mr. Carr speculates whether US Senators John McCain and Secretary of State John Kerry might have had plastic surgery. "Younger and more sparkle-eyed than I might have expected," he writes about Senator McCain. "I noticed something about the skin," he writes about John Kerry. Yes, there is also political commentary in Bob Carr's memoir, but it won't be remembered for that. It will be remembered as the record, seemingly, of an ego out of control. Bob Carr should simply have remembered where he came from, a train driver's son.